and you are giving your attention to anything, whatever it is that you are giving your attention to in the moment, has a vibrational frequency, and as you give your attention to it for as little as 17 seconds, you begin to acclimate to the vibrational frequency of it, which may mean that you are, vibrationally speaking, moving away from the frequency of who you really are. Who you really are knows your value unequivocally. Who you really are knows your value and knows why you have come and is unconditional love at all times. When you find something, and you often do, that doesn't please you, that bothers you, and you push against it, shouting no at it, that feeling of discord that you feel as you are speaking your protest about this unwanted thing is your indicator that you have free will, certainly, to give your attention to that, not only free will in the sense that you're allowed, but free will in the sense that it was your intention to come forth to explore because the contrast is necessary for the expansion. But when you feel that negative emotion, what it always means is you've gone into a vibrational frequency that is different from your vortex. You've gone someplace that the source within you does not go. So what that means is you're having a step one moment, which means when you're out there on the raw and bleeding edge, or is it leading edge? Well, it is raw and leading, bleeding edge. When you're out there in that uncomfortable place, all raw and ragged, the reason that it feels like it does is because you have stepped apart from who you really are. But in that slight departure, just as you knew you would, you are asking for something further than has been asked for before. You are uniquely who you are. And as you're having that step one experience, you are asking. Now, once step one happens, step two happens immediately. And what happens with step two is, as you shoot off that rocket of desire, and you don't even have to speak words about it, do you? You know when you, don't you know more clearly that you want wellness when you're sick? Don't you know more clearly that you want more financial abundance when you don't have enough? Don't you know more clearly that you want clarity when you're confused or balance when you're wobbling? Don't you know by what you're living what you want? So when you think about all that you have become, there is a vortex that has assembled, and this is the part that we so want you to hear right here at the outset. In this vibrational reality that is amassing, and by the way, components of it you put there before you entered this physical body, and components you have put there every day since, this vibrational amassing, this broader part of you, this who you really are, law of attraction is predominantly, way, 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 way more responding to this vibrational aspect of who you are than this physical, human, in the moment aspect of who you are. So here is this amassing. And what this means, and this is the part that we so want you to hear, all cooperative components are being drawn into this vortex by the powerful law of attraction. So when you've asked for more money, the specifics of what you've asked for, and you don't even know the specifics you've asked for because you've done it so incrementally. When you wanted that, you put it there, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that. You want freedom, you want growth, you want joy, you want life, you want love, you want cooperation, you want stuff, you want things, you want a big screen TV, you want a better running car. In other words, you've been putting it all there, and it's all amassing, and all cooperative components have already been summoned. They're not on their way there, they're there. Because everything that is necessary for the creation of anything is already in your vortex. The question that this workshop wants to ask and help you answer is, where are you in vibrational relationship to all of this? Are you? This is the only thing you ever need to wonder about yourself. Am I a cooperative component to all that I have become? In other words, am I in the vortex? Am I in the vortex? Well, let us tell you how you know. When you're in the vortex, you feel good. When you're in the vortex, you're smarter than usual. When you're in the vortex, you have balance and things don't bother you. When you're in the vortex, cooperative components show themselves to you all day, every day. When you're in the vortex, it seems as if, and as others watch you, it really looks like it to them, you barely speak your appreciation of something and it begins to show up in your experience in spades. You barely make a request of something, wouldn't it be nice if, and it begins to appear in your experience, and it doesn't come all at once and overwhelm you. It's just there. The perfect thing, the perfect